Deuteronomy 1 verse 30 is where we find this morning's promise. It says, "The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes." Deuteronomy 1 verse 30 is a reminder that God is not just some distant being somewhere far off observing our lives and watching as we make mistakes and doing nothing. It's saying that he's actively going ahead of us and preparing the path and fighting our battles before we even encounter them. Because God's gone ahead of us, he knows what's coming, both good and bad. And so whatever he is doing in and through us right now, consider it all a part of his preparation for what lies ahead. Every trial, every triumph, every moment of growth is shaping us and equipping us for the journey ahead. When God goes ahead to fight our battles, what we're left with is the residue, the remnants, as Jamaicans call it, the dregs. So what we get is what God knows that we can deal with. But even so, he doesn't leave us alone to face it. He's right there beside us, ready to lend a hand. But we have to let him in. He's not going to force himself on us. He wants us to let him into our lives daily so that he not only go ahead and fight the battles for us, but the challenges that we're now facing, he wants to show up for us in them. The verse also mentions that as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. And because of that, the passage may not resonate with some of us because we're thinking it's some ancient verse. But if you were to think of Egypt as a place where you were in that was desolate, that was broken, that was toxic, we've all been to Egypt. And so the Lord is saying, look at those times when I delivered you. Look at those times when I fought for you. I am the same God, and because I am the same God, I will do that for you today, tomorrow, and whenever you're ready. But you have to be ready to let him in. My prayer today is that as you navigate the uncertainties of life, you will trust in this promise that God is going before us. And because he's going ahead of us and he knows what's ahead, we can surrender our fears and our anxieties to him. That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.